Just a quick FYI, Sticky Pickles deals with mature themes and is not recommended for children. All right, let's go.
Yeah, welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is a special Memory Lane episode. Marie and I did record an episode this week, but the quality of my audio was so poor due to a technical malfunction, which was entirely my fault. I won't bore you with the details because it's too embarrassing to me. We did try to find a time to re-record, but with COVID booster shots, Halloween, a pile of paid work, and renovations going on, we failed. So what to do? I had a noodle, and I decided to put out an episode to celebrate the thing that I love most about my co-host Maria, her laugh. It is a full-throat, unapologetic, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, and it's just the best thing to hear. So, lovely listeners, I have selected two stories from our archives, both of which celebrate Maria's wonderful, infectious laugh. Now, she doesn't know I'm doing this, and I'm imagining her listening right now going, oh my God, what stories did you choose? Well, first up is Trailer Trouble, first out last March. This was our first ever episode with a guest host, Kimberly Truong. Now, Maria did all the legwork to secure her for the show, and we were so nervous, but also super excited because Kim is super fun. And I just love how this one turned out. We were fizzing happily, and the chemistry is amazing. Next up, The Laundry Thief. First out last February. Maria figures out the twist and kind of explodes. There are no words to describe her reaction, but it is the most perfect reaction you could hope for. So, I really hope you enjoy this trip down memory lane. I hope you get a few giggles. We love you. Take it away, Maria.
I am so excited to introduce our very first guest of honor.
Yes.
Yay! We have with us today Kimberly Truong, a very, very good friend of ours that we've known for maybe too long, Kim. But I'm delighted that she's joining us. And Kim, why don't you give yourself an intro for our audience?
Yeah, hi. Guys, it has been too long. We're just going to have to end this friendship right after this podcast.
it's expired.
It's reached the expiration date. No, never. I love you guys. Yeah, so I am a writer. I write for all kinds of stuff. Social media, screens, weird sketch videos that you may or may have not seen online. But yes, I'm a writer. I'm trying to become a producer, but the other thing that I'm doing right now is I also have a podcast called Crush Fictionally. So,
yeah.
Very good. I love the name, Kimmy. I love it.
Thank you.
The premise is also brilliant. So,
I don't know if it's brilliant, but it's definitely what me and my co-host, another girl that I work with, she's awesome. We just started talking shit about shows and movies we loved, and we were like, oh my God, what if we did a podcast where all we did was talk about our crushes on characters from movies, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Movies and TV shows and books and what have you. So that's our
love
thing.
The naughties that you can be in a serious relationship and still do that, and it's all fine. It's just sometimes glorious.
I definitely think James holds it against me at points.
Well, that sounds like a sticky pickle.
Literally? Come back to bed, darling.
And that's what we're talking about on the show today. Surprise! No, we're not. I promise we're not doing it.
Man, ambush right there, man.
So, Kimmy, we need you to help us because we have two doozy sticky pickles dilemmas that we want to present to you. And let's see what you can come up with if you can be better assisting, because we're very non-professional, and maybe oh, having God. A plethora of non-professional opinions might help.
Yes.
Okay. You look, I'll pretend.
So Maria, you're up first, I think. So this is going to be Trailer Trouble. Tell me that you're a sticky pickle.
Yes. So this is not my sticky pickle. It is actually a listener-submitted sticky pickle.
Ooh. So another first on the show.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. So Kim, we've got you here for our first listener pickle.
Ooh. Thank God I have context, is all I'm going to say.
Let's take a bite out of this pickle. All right. I've literally never said that on the show. I don't know why I decided to say
I hope you've never said it in bed either. God.
But she says it often in life.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Max who wrote into the show, and Max has the ideal American suburban life of, you know, 3.5 kids and a house in the suburb with the white picket fence.
Poor half kid.
It's like, I'm a
half child.
Human.
There's a half child, and there's probably a few dogs.
I can't walk anywhere. Yeah.
And that is the sticky pickle, that he is half a child. No.
Okay.
What do we do about that? So he's just imagine that picturesque, like the Home Alone house, just all that. He's got all that and more. He's good. He lives in the Midwest of the U.S., which means the whole United States, continental 48 states, is his oyster. And he says, you know, we're still in the middle of this pandemic where he lives, but they were never really impacted by the very strict lockdowns that some of us on the coast got smacked with. Mm. But they wanted to see if they could still travel safely last year. So they locked down like the rest of us did, and they stopped traveling, but they were like,
they go to their garden and stick a tent up. That's what we did.
That's a good idea. But he was like, maybe there's a way for us to travel safely, you know, not getting on a plane, not getting on a crowded bus. So he and his wife thought about it a little bit, and like a lot of Americans ended up doing last year, they bought an RV, which in some parts of the world,
wow,
call it a travel trailer, but we call it in the States an RV, right?
Have you ever been in an RV, either of you?
I've been in one.
Like, have you slept in one? Like,
oh, no.
No.
I have not had the pleasure.
It's my dream, though.
Is it? Interesting.
Yeah, it's my dream to have an RV. I want to be one of those old retirees who...
You want an Airstream, right?
Yes, of course. I want an Airstream, and I want to just travel and be that person for half the year.
Yeah. Would you drive, or would you partner drive? Like,
Both. We definitely would have to share it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like driving, but I also like not driving.
Yeah, because I feel like the driving part is sort of the bummer with an RV or a travel trailer. That part sounds like not super fun. Funny we think that, because so we're getting to the meat of the pickle. I don't know why I'm going on with this pickle metaphor today.
Because that's the title of your show.
I know, but I've literally never done this before. Yeah, and now
has it been a while, though? Is
that, that too, I'm sure. Sure.
Oh, man, my poor husband's going to be like, what the hell?
Is that how he talks?
No. He says it with a French accent.
No, what the hell? Mon Dieu. Ooh la la. Zut alors.
His ears are burning right now. So speaking of the part of travel sucks when you're driving. So Max thought this would be a great way to travel with his kids, get in the RV, traveling around the continental U.S. But ends up that putting the trailer stuff together, getting it rigged up, packing everything, getting the 3.5 kids and 2 dogs in the RV... Squishing everybody in.
The half
the
dog as well? Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's like a half dog and like a third of a cat. And like...
A third of a cat.
It's
the one you don't want either.
Just its nose. Just its half face.
Its nose and a tail. The middle part's missing. He's just like, it's a schlep. It's a total schlep. And, you know, it takes all the joy out of vacationing for him. Like, regardless of the whole pandemic angle, like, they're just going to campgrounds and stuff. They're not even around other people.
Okay, yeah. To be fair, if he has like 3.5 million acres and kids and cats and stuff, he's probably having to work all the time. So what's the normal holiday in the States? Like 2 weeks or
like
something?
Like literally nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's gone. Okay. Yeah. And if you're going on a week holiday and you're doing it in an RV, there's a lot of prep time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I can only begin to imagine. It sounds like a total pain in the ass. I got to admit. Like that.
Yeah.
Kim, what about the poop aspect, right? You are carrying poop around.
Let's talk about poop. Yes.
I know you love it, Maria. I know you love it. I didn't do it on purpose, I swear.
We always get back to poop in this show.
It always comes back to the poop.
Always does. Yeah, I mean, you gotta dump the shit out somewhere.
Right.
That part sounds like a total...
See, I think the RV dream sounds great because I don't know the reality of it. It's one of those things where it sounds nice, right?
Yeah. But then there's like a hose.
Right. Like, how do I get water? Do I have to worry about like the clearance on certain bridges and roads, kind of stuff, right?
And then you're also like extra long, like can you flip your car over? In his case, he's got a big ass truck, but like, and then there's the gas. So,
right.
So Max was saying that he drives, pulling the trailer with his huge truck, he gets like 8 miles a month per gallon.
Oh, and, you know, my yeah, God.
Gas price is going to go where they're going to go. That is so expensive. I can't even begin to think of it.
I had a friend that went, the RV'd, like an English friend who went to the States and rented a car, big truck and an RV, like a pull trailer, ooh, something, something.
Yeah.
And then went to like what did, I can't remember. I'm embarrassed. I don't remember what this is called, but it's like, it looks like the desert with these like mountains. What's it called?
The
like,
Grand Canyon.
Probably the Grand
Utah
Canyon. How embarrassing. No, it's the yeah, Grand Canyon. I remember now. I'm saying,
okay.
And he had to kind of weave around a road. Like,
oh my God.
He had to,
no.
And he said, oh, he said he almost shot himself. It was yeah, so scary because yeah, he had like kids in the car.
Yeah, that's.
And it's scary because the weight, like everything's so different. Like the weight of how everything moves and shifts. Like,
yeah.
I would never. I'm too scared to do that. I'm just like.
Really? I can just see you at the car at the wheel, pulling out your hand, going beep, beep.
I like
great,
driving tiny little cars and driving like a complete asshole. That's my comfort
like
zone.
Like a French person.
Yes!
That's how I like to drive.
Yes! It's genetic or something. I don't know. I'm not French, but. But yes, like tiny car, drive like an asshole. That's me. But with hauling stuff, I can't. I don't. That just. I don't get how the physics works.
So basically, this guy's doing all the work and hates it.
He hates it. So, but his wife loves it.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, and presumably, he doesn't mention the kids, but presumably the kids are having a blast because, you know, the kids aren't doing it anywhere. So he sees the RV sitting in their driveway, and he's been like, wifey, I love you, dear, but I hate the damn thing. Can we sell it, maybe, because it's not working out for me? And wifey loves RVing, but she's a very good spouse and goes, you know, I you know, if you hate it, sweetheart, then yeah, we can sell it.
So basically, that's a guilt trip.
Yeah, Max basically wrote in going, should I just suffer through some more vacations and hope maybe my wife stops loving RVing? Or should I just take her up on her word and just finally sell the effing thing?
Okay, first thing is we only have his impression
yeah,
of what his wife's reaction was, right? Like maybe she was just like, oh, I'm sad, but
right,
totally.
True.
Maybe she was just
true,
like, oh, I'm sad, but totally cool. But he heard, fuck you,
right,
asshole. I'm keeping the RV.
Mm-hmm. Well, presumably, if they've got this many half children or full children, they may be able to read each other's in between the lines at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, actually.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Where you park it? Where do you get your dinners? There's a lot of RV stress. I'm with him, I think. I'm
Max just now thinking about it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kim?
Yeah.
You're into this, so.
Well, again, I think it's because I'm living in a fantasy. I think I'm living in the fantasy of like, oh my God, here I am, 65 plus or whatever, and I'm driving, you know, on that long stretch of a highway, you know, that you see in Forrest Gump or whatever. And I think Airbnb did this to me, but damn you, Airbnb. But
damn
I actually,
you, Airbnb.
But I also love it. But like,
me too.
Please sponsor our show, Airbnb.
Please sponsor this show, Airbnb, brought to you by Airbnb.com. So I personally think that if you want to do these RV trips, just rent the RV. You
can
don't
you?
Need
can
to.
You?
Yes, you don't need to own an RV.
That is such
yeah,
a freaking good point. So you don't have to own this humongous thing that sits in
and
your.
And you can change.
Yeah.
Right, you can change RV.
Yeah.
Like maybe you try one RV one summer and you're like, you know what, this is too small. You go to the next one.
I would like the one with the heart-shaped bed, please. Thank you very much.
Right, the one with the vibrating bed. I don't know what
know
RV
you could
this
rent
is.
Them.
I
always
yes,
thought these are things that people really wanted to customize or something. I don't.
You can. Know, I think
yeah,
if you want to go hardcore, right? If you and also too, I think Max, you need to do the ROI.
Oh, we're getting real businessy.
Yeah, someone's been a corporate whore for a long time.
I know.
Me too, baby. Me too.
Do a SWOT
yeah,
analysis. Come on.
Yeah, we
guys,
all know. We
know,
all know
exactly,
what the acronyms are.
Strengths, weaknesses. Exactly.
But truly, yeah, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, are you just burning cash having that RV sit there?
Yeah.
Also, too, maybe he could turn it into an income property.
Yeah.
I've watched and read too many things about this, as you can tell, about like tiny house living and all this stuff.
Income property.
But like, yeah, what if he want? There are sites where he can go and rent out the trailer to people. If he's like, you know what, I'm burning cash having this just sit here. I don't know. Turn it into an income property to me.
That's an interesting idea. I never would have thought of that.
I know people that live in fancy neighborhoods with the picket fence and the little twee everything and the beautiful house and everything. There is no way in hell the neighborhood's going to be like, oh yeah, great. You've got this RV in the front and there's some guy living in it.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. Not to stay there. For them to rent.
Oh, right. Okay.
For them to rent to leave.
Okay, no, no, I got you.
Get it out of there.
Thank God Kim's here.
Yeah, like basically when I, like my suggestion to him is that he could sell the RV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
And then
gotcha.
Just rent yeah. an RV, but like out whenever he wants to go do that. Or he could be that person. He could be the landlord and be the person who rents out his RV for other families
yeah.
who want to go vacation in an
or
RV.
He could set it on fire.
Or he could set it on fire.
Or he could set
right?
it on fire. Yeah, he could set it on fire.
And then that won't go down in the neighborhood very well. Don't do that, Max.
Yeah, yeah. The smell might be a bit of a turnoff. Yeah, yeah. So maybe not the setting on fire thing, but the renting out
yeah.
thing, Kim, that's pretty brilliant. I got to say, would not have thought of that. And honestly, from what I heard last year, at least, where there was like an RV shortage, people could not get them fast enough. I bet
really?
You had no problem. Yeah, man. It was like wow. everybody wanted an RV last year because a lot of people were like, Max, they're like, I don't want to fly and I don't want to be a dickhole to other people. So how can I travel without impacting others?
Yeah, I do worry that he might suffer from like the Peloton thing that I think is going to happen in about a year.
I'm
where everybody
on it.
Right, every exactly everybody bought their Peloton because they're like, oh my god, I need to work out, I need to be physical, but I can't leave my home, and they buy this Peloton, and they're and now it's become like
Peloton,
a clothes hang.
Sponsor our show.
brought to you by Peloton.com.
My co-host on my other show, Smashing Security, has bought a Peloton. Yeah. No, he's got one. And he is paying. He's bought it for like thousands of pounds. And then he pays a monthly fee every month to do
right.
these classes. And it's just
I heard that guy is smart, but I don't know. That seems like a bad deal.
But here's the thing. I'm going to swoop in a year and I'm going to take somebody's Peloton off them for half the price. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. That's also my plan.
So, okay, so what happens? Do we know anything that happens, or is there any?
We did get a follow-up email from Max.
Oh,
like, it arrived.
Adorbs.
Like, it arrived 2 hours ago.
What?
So it was, like, good timing. So ends up that Max had the honest conversation with his wife.
Good.
And he says, do you want to hear what she told me when I told her what I really thought? Oh,
of
my
course.
God, I feel the same way.
Yes. See? See?
Oh, communication is the answer.
That was going to be my other piece of advice, was like, right. yo, just have an honest conversation with wifey. Like, sit
yeah.
down with her and be like, hey, this is how I feel.
This sucks ass.
Hey, yeah. girl, I heard you don't like RVs.
Can you just tell me straight up? Like, I've done that to James many a times, where I'm like, can you just tell me straight
yeah.
up, like, what you're feeling about this thing? Because I do often think that people are worried about showing their emotions too much, or like showing their cards. And she might have been doing that. She was like, oh yeah, that's disappointing, because she didn't want to be seen as screaming and jumping up and down of getting rid of this RV.
Yeah, because it was her idea to get it, right?
Yes.
Like, because then you don't want to be like, I wanted us to get this thing, but now I'm not.
Do
really
you know what?
It.
Yeah, I'm going to give them 10 right. points for not being stubborn, going, no, it's great. Because I know a lot of people, if it was their idea, they wouldn't back down easy.
We're going to drive this
yeah,
thing into
yeah,
the ground.
Yeah, you'll love it yeah. soon. Just give it another chance. So well done, Max's wife.
I will make you love this.
That's great.
Yes, and Max, bravo both yep. of you.
You survived.
Yes.
Okay, so we are in London with our friend Levi.
Levi.
And yeah, he lives in a condo, 2-bed, 2-bath condo thing.
Wow, fancy.
And everything was great, except lockdown and a bitter divorce at the end of last year has forced his hand. He needs a roommate to help with the bills.
Oh, of course. 2-bed, 2-bath in London. That does not come cheap.
Right?
No.
So applications, he puts out a thing. He gets people saying, I'd love to move in. And he immediately likes the sound of one applicant called Yasmin.
Mm.
And he meets her on Zoom. And he just immediately likes her. Like, she's a bit older than him, about 10 years. She's about 50. And she's working on her second PhD in psych. And she's happy to pay 3 months in advance.
Oh, and, you're in.
Yeah. You know? And she even says she's a minimalist and she's not going to be bringing belongings into the house and stuff. So it's like a triple boom. This is awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. She sounds like perfect on paper. What's the catch?
Yeah. So he kind of goes, any conditions? He's smart. He's like, any conditions I should know about in the onset. And Yasmin says that she just values her privacy. And so the ensuite room is kind of a no-go area for Levi, right? Like it's her area and she wants to be able to lock the door whenever she wants.
Okay. It's two bathrooms. So yeah. That shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yeah. She's got the ensuite. Yeah. So she's got her own little area. He doesn't want to go in there anyway. What does he care? Right? They're flatmates.
Yeah.
Like, you know, lovers or anything.
Sharing toothbrushes.
Exactly. So everything's cool. So he's like, yeah, day comes. Yasmin moves in and she doesn't have very many bags. One of them is huge, like, I don't know, like 6-7 foot long and weighs a ton. And
there's a body in there.
imagine. When he helps her carry it in, he's like, what the heck's in this thing? Right. And he heaves it up and she's like, oh, it's a project I'm working on for my psych research. Give me a break. She's a perfect roommate. She never complains. She's like polite and kind, sometimes a bit
funny. She cooks
funny.
Smelly food.
Yes. She cooks food once a week on Wednesdays with dessert.
Oh, like for him?
Well, yeah, like she does a one meal where she cooks for like both of them a week and he does the same.
Oh, I never did that as a roommate. Oh my God. I never. That I feel like that's like either you're cool and you cook for your roommate or you're just like, fuck you, you're on your own. I'm cooking for myself. And that was my thing. I didn't cook for anybody but me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But most of the time she's in a room working away. But she does seem to have a special friend. Okay, not one, obviously, he's ever met. It's locked down, da-da-da. But she's always cooing over someone on the video phone Zoom thing. And someone she calls Giorgio, right?
Giorgio.
And and she's like, lovey-dovey. And he can hear her. He can hear her kind of go, I love you, Giorgio, da-da-da. And she's obviously wearing headphones. Right?
Okay, well.
So thank God for that because he hears the sex stuff.
Too. Oh, no.
He hears her side of the sex.
I was going to say, maybe she's cooing over a baby. Oh, never mind. No.
No. There's like the sex stuff, too. And it's too much. Yeah. So as soon as he hears that, he puts on his own headphones and it's fine. Like, so, okay, how do you...
Wait, but they're not sharing a room, right?
No, they're not sharing a room. She has her own area. She's in her own space, doors closed, but she can just hear laughter and giggling and sex sounds occasionally.
All right.
She'll hear him chatting away in the shower even. So it's like, you know, it's like a proper, she's like in love, basically. She's completely smitten.
Okay. I have a story about this, but I want to see where this is going first. Because I relate to this story deeply.
Yeah, it's. I mean, living with someone that is in love completely can be, you're just, I don't know. But I guess if you're roommates, you're not trying to be friends, who cares? I don't know. It's just, as long as it doesn't infringe too much, I guess.
Okay, here's my story. I wasn't going to say it yet, but that happened to me when I was in college, but we were sharing the same room. So I had So I had a friend who, her boyfriend was in Hong Kong. And she missed him terribly. So for her, prime sex time talk was like in the middle of the day. So I would come back from class or like be studying in my room and she would just be under her blankets making the sex voices and sounds and stuff. And I guess she figured because she was like under her blankets of her bed, it was like, that's enough privacy. And I'd be like, what the hell is going on here? So to Yasmin, if she's doing that, but she's in the closed door privacy of her own room, I'm like,
yeah, shut up, Levi.
I that's sort of where I'm at. I'm like, if his thing is that he's complaining, I'd be like, dude, she's got a room. She's got a door. Be glad. Because
I mean, he's got 3 months rent.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't hang out. She makes it on Wednesdays. He can put up with this stuff.
I mean, she could just be having rollicking loud sex with her Giorgio in her room. And that would also be her right. Because it's a room she's paying for, and he wouldn't get to join 100%. In. I mean, you know, it's
so here's where it gets a little sticky. Okay, despite being a pretty blissed out roomy scenario, something's going on. Like he's losing socks.
No, this is not where I thought the story was going. Okay,
sweaters, jammy bottoms. Okay, and he's like. Like, no one's coming over. It's a freaking pandemic.
He's losing socks.
And it's not like the laundry basket's eating his clothes. So it's got to be Yasmin. But the thing is, she dresses super feminine. Like, you know, skinny jeans, poofy sleeve tops. Even her jammies have flowers on them,
Where does he do his laundry? Is it in his room? Like, his
Yes, in their flat.
Okay.
They have really sexy.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
yeah.
real nice. Okay.
So, okay. So you're kind of... you ask, you have to ask, don't you? You have to kind of go, hey, have you seen my...
have you seen my tidy whiteys?
Have you seen my pants? Right?
Always underwear on the show. Always.
So, okay. So he decides to ask her. And Yasmin says, oh, maybe I grabbed it from the laundry. Let me check. And she goes, oh, my God, yes, I did. And I'm like, look at all this stuff. And she returns the whole missing pile of stuff.
Oh, huh.
Thing is, it happens again.
What?
His, like, favorite mug goes missing. Like, his slippers, for fuck's sake. And when he asks her, she just goes, oh, what? Yeah, oh, my God, they are here. Hold on. Oh, here you go. Here you go. And it's starting to get on his nerves because she's always being really nice and just kind of, like, sweeps it away like it's not a big concern.
That is so...
But, like...
What the fuck? Okay, yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Right. So, like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, one day, it's, like, his underwear. Now, anytime he misplaces anything now, he's convinced she's, like, you know, ooh, accidentally taken, you know?
My cats steal my underwear and my socks if I leave them on the floor because I'm a gross human being. But, you know, they're cats and they're gross, so.
Yeah. The thing is like, yeah, like the same thing. It's like nothing, it doesn't matter, right? But it's making him feel a bit bonkers nuts.
It's like somebody's just doing a little torture by water drip, like just slight annoyance all the time. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Yep.
Okay, and of course it happens, right? The straw breaks the camel's back because the day his magazine that he's been waiting for and he's convinced it's been delivered and there is nowhere near in sight. So he bangs the door. And she's like, you know, he's like, I need to speak to you, Yasmin. She's like, yeah, one second, hold on. And there's like this crash of noise and all this stuff.
And you hear the pages of something being like.
And she kind of opens the door a bit. And he's about to just tell her off. And she's like, I can't take it anymore. But he sees this funny reflection in the bathroom window. And it's like there's a person in there. He can see the outline of like this hairy male hand. So he's like, what? Like, what? So what do you do? Okay, at that point, do you go, who the fuck is that? Or do you just
burn
go,
it. Just, what do you do? You just burn, you take fire to the whole flat, and just burn it.
Because you can't see the door. It's like you're seeing through a crack of a door, and you're seeing the reflection, and it's like a bathroom, right? And you're seeing.
Has she made like a doll out of his stuff?
Oh.
Like a sex doll out of his stuff. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it?
A hairy hand, though? A hairy hand.
It's just like a real doll, but it was an assemblage of his laundry. Instead of just like buying one on the internet like a normal person, or maybe that was what's in her bag. Oh, my God. She's dressing her sex doll with his clothes. Oh, my God. I totally cracked the case. Yes. Oh, my God.
You did crack the case, Maria.
Oh, you just heard me have a revelation real time. Oh, God, that's so creepy.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
You cracked my case.
That is so fucked up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do I get a prize for hearing that out?
Yes, I'm sending you a Sticky Pickles t-shirt.
Oh, God. Oh, no. So I wasn't that far off when I said there was a body.
I know, you're so close. So the next time Yasmin's out, he decides to scare the bejesus because he's convinced it's a person. He's convinced it's a real guy. So he knocks on the door and he's like, hello, are you there? There's no answer. Yeah. Right? And he's like, yoo-hoo, please unlock the door, please. No answer. And Yasmin didn't know that Levi had a key.
Oh, yeah.
But, so he says, I'm coming in now. I'm coming in. I have a key. And he sees this ripped, shaggy-haired surfer dude reading his latest magazine on the bed. And Levi's like, you fucking asshole, I knew it. But there's no reaction. And as he gets closer, it's a fuck doll. It's a real doll.
it's a real doll. Yasmin and the real doll. Oh, my God.
So what do you do, Maria?
You do nothing. You walk the fuck out of that room you should not have been in the first place, and you go, shame on me for violating her boundaries, and then you take your magazine. And then you close the door behind you.
Yeah, take your magazine. Yeah, I was just going to say, do it the other way around. Take your magazine first, then get all moral.
Get the fuck out of there. Oh my God. Okay. As I mean, oh my Jesus.
I told you.
Oh my God. I mean, who am I to say that having a real doll is like a no-no? Like it's, you know, people get their giggles anyway, especially in this pandemic. I imagine real doll sales have like skyrocketed.
Yeah. Hey, she's doing a psych research. She's doing a PhD in psych. Maybe it is research.
Bullshit.
I know.
Shit, come on.
I love you, Giorgio. You have such a beautiful penis.
One that I selected from a drop-down menu very lovingly and customized just for me. Not that I know that. I mean, the real doll is actually not the problem. It's the stealing of his accoutrement is the problem.
Exactly.
So he needs to forget he knows about the fucking real doll, because that was none of his business. That's like finding somebody's vibrator or something.
Close the drawer. Right?
Yeah, you do not. Yeah. He just needs to talk to her some other time when he's not in the heat of the moment and be like, can you just, when you use something of mine, I know we're sharing a space, can you promptly return it to where you found it?
Can you not use my underpants, please? Thanks.
The underpants thing is weird. If you find it in your laundry basket by mistake, because I'm sure it's a total innocent mistake, can you please return it to me? Unless it's used at that point.
What about the doll? Mm. Yeah, but what about the doll? Like wanting, like she putting his clothes on the doll? Is it just to have outfits? Maybe it's just to have outfits. Or maybe she's developing a bit of a crush on this younger roommate of hers. Right?
Maybe it's time for Levi to make his move. Tell Giorgio to shove off. You've had the real doll, now you get the real thing. Hey.
Don't you have anything to say, Giorgio? I guess not.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to our Memory Lane episode celebrating Maria's laugh. All the info is available on stickypickles.com. See you next week.